plane? No, it's a promotional message. I'm Sutsuba, by the way. I love you. Here we go. I love badges and artwork and patches. I keep trying to stick them to myself, but they keep falling off. Did you know you can get handmade space junk badges from Etsy? And sew on patches that make you feel like one of the crew. Visit battlebird.productions/merch to find them, or click on the link attached to this message. Don't worry, sponsored ad. Your secret identity is safe with me. Anyway, here we go.
Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries. Episode 5, An Incredibly Perilous Mission.
Mission log from active agent Fringo. 1600 hours. I approached from the east via the indicated route in my specialist operative van. Security patrols and other blockades were avoided. As with many missions, we may deploy our machinery upon multiple targets, but there is one key target that matters the most. That cannot be overlooked. Collateral is fully authorized and encouraged, but I cannot miss my target. The son of a diplomat, already power hungry, clutching at anything he can grasp. His father's not much better. He's a man who can cripple whole cities with a pen stroke. A man legendary for his brokering of transplanetary deals. A man motivated by profit only. A man who has the power to gain any goal, and today he will come face to face with my determination. His son is Maxim Beneficius Dem, next in line, the heir to his father's work. A formal handover is, of course, a long way off, but it's vital that this mission is carried out now. Today. At 16:15 sharp. Weapon log, flashbangs, smoke bombs, and a concealed fine caliber jet hose capable of stunning a target at close range. Note to self, the plastic C6BAs can be blown up with minimal exertion. Overzealousness can cause explosion without warning. Payloads lion, dragon, wolf ready to go. Cobra on hand as backup, but is only to be deployed as an emergency measure. This might not be a dignified job, but it's one that needs to be done.
Ah, Mr. Sprinkles, right on time. Come in, come in. Kids, the Autumnal Clown is here.
Hello, friends. I'm Mr. Sprinkles, and I'm here to make you laugh. I've got tricks and toys and magic galore. You, young lady, what would you say to a balloon wolf? A dog?
Yes, please.
Does anyone want to smell my flower? Mission underway. Entertainment guaranteed.
In the fifth episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Fringo was played by Chris Montague, and Mrs. Dem and the Child were played by Hedley Knights. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We Fix Space Junk is possible thanks to the kind support of all of our patrons. This episode is dedicated to Mosta. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we take a trip to the past. Penne is on a personal mission to take a decent nap, If only Automnicon missions didn't keep getting in the way.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.